The Food and Drug Administration is shutting down a hidden database recently uncovered by Kaiser Health News. The so-called Alternative Summary Reporting Program allowed some medical device makers to file reports of malfunctions and injuries that never appeared in the public database, so even doctors didn't know about them. That program contained 1.1 million records just since 2016. Christina Jewett is a senior correspondent with Kaiser Health News, and she uncovered this database. I spoke with her more about it via Skype and what the original idea behind the program was.
It's been about 20 years, and the idea, you know, made sense. I talked to someone who said they sort of spearheaded the effort to create this. You know, the FDA has really stringent rules for device makers to report problems, and he had a staff of about 15 people with just a flood of thousands of reports coming in every month. And he said, you know what, let's just take some of the things that happen all the time. We know they happen. Everyone knows they happen. And we'll put those somewhere else. Mm. And we'll get those on a quarterly basis or annual basis. And then we'll take one, you know, look at that data and see if there's anything that jumps out.
Yeah.
And so things like, you know, breast implants rupturing or contracting, to look at the public data, you know, 6 months ago, it looks like it never happens. But the agency released the sort of hidden data. And I mean, there were hundreds of thousands of reports that hadn't been public over the years.
Give us an example here of a device that a device manufacturer, you know, had been able to keep some of these reports of malfunctions or something happening that might have hurt somebody into this hidden database, and what kind of difference that was.
You know, I wound up focusing a lot on the surgical stapler because that's a device where when things go wrong, they go terribly wrong. The staplers will cut a vessel and then they'll seal it really fast. Well, if they misfire, malfunction, and they don't seal the vessel, I mean, you have these really, really traumatic cases where people bleed to death very quickly. Mm. So I focused on that. And, you know, I talked to a doctor who had experienced the stapler malfunction, and he went to the public database and said, his quote was, "There was nothing." And I told him sort of where the reports really were, and he was just stunned. And what I found out for 2016 was that there were 84 public reports of stapler injuries and problems. And the FDA told me that in the hidden database, there were 10,000 reports of malfunctions.
Wow.
that didn't show up to, you know, doctors like that doctor who were looking to see, you know, if there was a problem.
So this idea that physicians, that doctors, that surgeons who use these devices would not know this information, what's their reaction now that the FDA is kind of ending this program and they know about it?
You know, that seems to be a welcomed move. You know, doctors want to take care of their patients. You know, after the story ran, I was getting emails from doctors around the country saying, oh, you know, what urology devices are sort of hidden in the database, or
right,
what, you know, different specialty devices are there. And I don't have an answer. I mean, it was sort of detective work, just trying to dig up which devices had these exemptions and just trying to confirm one by one with the FDA. Mm-hmm. What they were. So there's still a lot of unknowns, and doctors seem to really applaud the FDA's move to go ahead and open up this data, which they say they're going to do within weeks.
Will this include this move opening up the data now? Will this include disclosing some of the past data that has not been disclosed?
Right, right. The plan is to disclose years of data up through mid-2017.
So going forward, device makers will be required to file a report every time something goes wrong with a medical device?
Well, the FDA is still doing some summary reporting. They're still allowing device makers to file malfunction reports in summary formats. Mm. So that's, you know, not ideal, but this will open up all the injury reports, and injuries, you know, obviously are certainly something that's concerning.
So what are your predictions and how this could change the game? I mean, allowing this kind of information out there, especially when no one knew it existed, will it result in medical devices being a lot more scrutinized?
I mean, I certainly hope it's safer for patients. I mean, device makers will know that they can't sort of go through the back door of the FDA and say, you know, hey, please, you know, make my reports of my staplers hidden and not my competitors' staplers. I mean, that was what we found out was happening, was that there are two market leaders in stapler makers. One had an exemption, the other did not. So, you know, I think that makes it a more level playing field where everyone was playing by the same rules. And hopefully that will add sort of the pressure for everyone to just really try to do their best in terms of making the devices safe for patients.
Yeah. All right. That's Christina Jewett with Kaiser Health News. Christina, thank you so much for joining us to tell us about this.
Thank you, Lauren. I appreciate it.